I think you said you've been on the job officially here as fire chief for about 3 months and 4 months in the community in general. Just first of all, tell us a little bit about how it's gone, how the adjustment's gone for your family. I know you have some young children as well, some, I think there are newborns coming in here. So how have things been going for you?
Things have been going great. With the move to Knoxville, a lot of the things that we were hoping would happen definitely have. As you mentioned, we have three young children. Our four-year-old boy just started rec league soccer. So he's been doing that and enjoying it. So he's making new friends. And obviously the newborns, it's kind of hard to get out as a family and around. But as they get older, hopefully we can, you know, obviously get out and get around the community more. But we've been greatly accepted into the community, and people around here are just very warm and accepting. It's been fun.
Talking a little bit about what's been going on in the fire department, I saw there is an adjustment recently to some of the scheduling. Talk a little bit about that. It had to do with Sunday, which was actually, I think the report said, the day that you guys get the most calls here at Knoxville Fire and Rescue.
Yeah, well, one thing we try to do is anytime you're using, obviously, public resources, public tax dollars, you want to make sure that those resources are spent where the data points to where the need is. Looking over the past couple of years, you know, everyone around here for the last couple of years has always pointed out, man, Sundays around here are really, really busy. Up until this point, we've always a volunteer department on Sundays. And the first couple of weeks that I was here, I noticed, oh my gosh, we're not running two or three calls. We're running upwards of 12, you know, sometimes more calls on a Sunday, on a volunteer day. And it's just sheerly amazing that we are actually meeting the need most of the times at a pretty good basis. But one thing that we've tried to do is obviously rearrange our work schedule and people to meet the need of where the calls are. And Sundays, by data, by reporting, are year over year our busiest day of the week. It's kind of odd. I don't really know. I can't, you know, put my finger exactly why that is, but I can show you in numbers that that is definitely the fact. So what we've done is, with me coming in here and being an EMT, so I can serve a couple different roles here during the week through Monday through Friday, we've actually taken the one extra person we've had Monday through Friday and basically moved that position to a 24-hour shift on Sundays. So now the only time slot during the week that we don't have at least two people staffing the fire station up here is Saturday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is our truly only non-staff time now Monday, 7 days a week. So definitely trying to meet the needs and use the data to prove where our personnel need to be on the schedule. And that'll start July 1st in the new fiscal year. We haven't instituted that yet, but definitely starting July 1st, we will have a crew during the day on Sunday.
All right, well, that's good to know. Another opportunity you brought up earlier was some of the training sessions that have occurred with all the departments in the area, both good for training in general, and then also I think you mentioned networking as well.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about the area and the departments around here is there's not really one of us that has enough resources and manpower to be able to sustain a large event for a long period of time. I've always been a big proponent of regionalization, working with the people who are around you and using the resources that we all have to work together. Obviously, many hands makes less work and more efficiently. So what I've tried to do from the start is basically reach out to the departments around here. Man, we just have some great people around here in the area. It's been actually pretty easy due to the fact of how open and welcoming people really are. We've had a great chance to work with the Township Fire Department here, being able to use our resources together, not only in real events, but also in training. We had a training here about a month ago on incident command that was widely attended through all the area agencies around here. So people definitely want to use the services more efficiently and effectively by utilizing, obviously, the personnel that each of us have. The cool thing about it is each one of us filled this little niche in the community. And by taking all those services and you know, helping each other out, we actually make a really, really, really strong group of responders. So that's kind of been always my direction and goal that I'd like to see, is obviously more of a working together piece as we go.
And you kind of already saw that in action about a month and a half ago already with the fire over on East Robinson. That was a big regional effort from a lot of departments in the area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that right there is a textbook case of what I'm talking about. And obviously, it didn't take long for that to happen. And in that instance, also, you see why you need that regionalization piece in those efforts. There's no department around here that's going to be able to handle a fire like that by themselves efficiently and effectively. And that's the big thing that we need to push, is we need to be efficient and effective. Efficient with the taxpayer resources and dollars that are entrusted to us, and effective with the way that we are actually attacking the fires and the other situations that are happening out there. So in order to be a good emergency responder, we need to work together and, you know, do it. And obviously in that example right there, numerous departments, numerous responders, the outcome was about as good as you could hope for in the situation that we had. So very proud of everyone in those efforts, and we continue to work together. It's definitely getting out there and letting people know that, you know, we're here to help, and in anything that we can do as a department, and that we appreciate the help that other people provide for us too. So it definitely is a win-win. It goes both ways.
I understand too that there's going to be an inspection program getting started here within the community.
Yeah, what we've done here is the liquor license inspection is always something that the fire department and the police department has always had to do for the state liquor license. All we're doing is basically revamping the process to let people know what we're looking for before we come through. So what we've done is we've made a pre-inspection packet that will be handed out to those business owners 14 days ahead of when the inspection is scheduled. And that pre-inspection packet is literally a checklist, and it states by each checklist exactly what we're expected to look for when we come through, so there are no surprises. So if you see me out and about in the community handing those out, that's basically just letting the folks know exactly what we're looking for when we come through. No one likes surprises, and everyone likes information. So our new process allows them some time to maybe remedy some of those situations before we do the inspection, and allows us to actually be more efficient with going out there and doing the inspection also.
All right, any other news you'd like to share from the past 3 months?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been a fast and fun last 3 months. It's been pretty exciting to see all the different changes that are coming about, all the different incidents that have happened over the past 3 months. And I guess to say thank you to the community for being able to open their arms and accept our family as a member of the city of Knoxville and the area. So we definitely appreciate that. So I guess I'd just like to say thank you for that.